We'll go ahead and get you started here. Of course, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And I was gonna say mothers who have to play both roles, father and mother. Good morning. Make sure I got my stuff in order here. So we're going to be actually over in Matthew 28, 20. Probably both Matthew 28, 19, 20, but 20 we're going to be over there. We're going to talk about, the sermon's talking about never forget God with us.
Amen.
In part of verse 20 in Matthew chapter 28, it says, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." What a powerful scripture there.
Yes.
You know, Jesus ends the Great Commission with a promise, not a condition. A guarantee, not a suggestion. A certainty, not a feeling. He says, "I am with you always." You know, today's message is built around three truths that every believer must hold to, especially when the ministry, it's difficult and the mission gets hard and life seems unfair. I'm going to read the scripture to you out of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And this, of course, is Paul. Paul is doing his ministry, and we know Paul had some rough time doing his ministry and the trials were tough. And Paul writes in this verse, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, he says, "My grace is sufficient for you." He's echoing what God is telling him. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." You know, this scripture reveals a key principle of a believer's faith. God's power is most evident when human strength is lacking. It reflects the idea that human weakness provides an opportunity for divine strength to be displayed. This is consistent with the biblical narrative where God often chooses the weak and humble to accomplish his purpose, as seen in the lives of David, Gideon, and many others in the Bible. It also points to the ultimate example of Christ, whose crucifixion appeared as weakness, but was a means of salvation for humanity. Point one we're going to talk about this morning is God is with you in your weakness. Amen. You know, there was a father and a young son. One evening they're talking and just having father-son conversation, talking and talking on through the night, and it got dark. And so right before it's time to go to bed, they started cleaning up. And the father have been talking with the boy about Jesus and saying, "You know, son, no matter where you go, remember, Jesus is everywhere." And the boy really liked that. And so as they're cleaning up and they're kind of getting things set, the father asked the young boy, "Can you go out on the porch and get the broom for me?" And so the boy looks at his dad and he looks back out the door and he says, "It's scary out there." And the father says, "Son, Jesus is everywhere." So the boy looks back at his dad one more time with hesitation and looks at the door and finally goes up to the door and he cracks the door open and he sticks his face in the crack of the door and he says, "Jesus, if you're out there, can you hand me the broom?" You know, we all can kind of identify with that boy.
Right.
Yes. We just can. Because we all say Jesus is everywhere and Jesus is here. But there are moments we're feeling like, "Jesus, can you just kind of, you know, carry it the rest of the way? This is about as far as I can move." You know, standing at the edge of something scary, facing something bigger than us, feeling too weak, too tired, and too unsure, Jesus always says to us, I am with you. You know, Matthew 1:23 tells us that the Virgin Mary would give birth to a son, and his name would be Emmanuel, which translated is God with us. Good morning. It's God with us. From the very beginning, God wanted us to know that his presence is not distant, occasional, or conditional. It is constant. You see, Jesus knew the mission would not be easy. He knew this life would not be easy. He knew the journey would stretch us. He knew the path would include both joy and sorrow, clarity and confusion, victories and failures. He knew there would be days where our lives would shine like the brightest star in the sky, and days when we feel like our light has gone out completely. There will be seasons when everything we touch, it just seems to flourish, man. It seems to grow. And then seasons when we can't seem to get anything right. You know, in this life, we will watch, in this life, he will watch us blossom and impact lives for his glory. And he will also watch us drift, get distracted, or grow weary under the weight of life. But you know, Jesus never promised the journey would be easy. But he did promise that in the end, it will be worth it. Jesus says, I am with you. Not when we are strong, but more so and especially when we are weak. You know, so when we're feeling overwhelmed, we need to do like the little boy. We need to whisper to the Lord and say, Lord, I can't, but you can. Turn me over to Psalms chapter 23, a very familiar scripture we hear a lot, quoted growing up. Don't need to be a disciple to say, I know this one, but it's been shared a lot. But Psalms chapter 23, verse 1 through 4. And it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of the righteous, of the righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Point two, God is with me on my journey. This psalm identifies King David as the author, a man who knew the shepherd's life long before he ever wore a crown. His early years tending to his father's flock shaped his understanding of care, protection, and constant dependence on a shepherd's presence. David's journey from the quiet hills of Bethlehem to the throne of Israel reveals a life marked by deep reliance on God. Just as a shepherd guides, guards, and provides for his sheep, David learned to trust the Lord for direction, strength, and safety. This shepherd-sheep relationship becomes the lens through which he describes God's character and care. In David's hands, the metaphor is not poetic theory. It is lived experience. He writes as one who has been both the shepherd and the sheep. We have to identify and see that we need shepherding in our lives. And that begins with a question. Where am I resisting God's leading? Where am I trying to shepherd myself? Well, here are four ways to embrace being led by the shepherd. One, let God shepherd us. not our circumstances, and not our pride. You see, David learned early that sheep don't guide themselves. They follow a voice. In the same way, we must choose whose voice shapes our decisions. Fear, culture, pressure, or the shepherd. This Psalms invites us to slow down, listen, follow God's leading in daily choices. Two, we need to learn to trust God's care in every season. David knew green pastures and dark valleys. Both were part of the shepherd's path. The application is simple but profound. God's presence is not proven by the absence of trouble, but by his nearness in it. We need to name our current valley and consciously place it under the shepherd's care. Number three, rest in God's provision instead of striving. Sheep don't manufacture their own pasture. They receive it. Many of us live exhausted because we try to provide for ourselves spiritually, emotionally, and even relationally. But this psalm calls us to rest, real rest, in the shepherd who knows what we need before we ask. Four, walk with confidence because the shepherd is committed to you. David's confidence wasn't in his ability to navigate life, but in God's commitment to lead, protect, and pursue him with goodness and mercy. We need to replace self-confidence with shepherd confidence. Here's a story of a shepherd. A shepherd once said, "When the sun is behind me, my shadow stretches in front of the sheep. They can't see me, but they walk in my shadow. As long as they see the shadow, they know the shepherd is near." There are seasons when we don't see God clearly. We don't feel him. We don't hear him. But we see his shadow, his fingerprints, his protection, his mercy. We keep walking because his presence is greater than understanding. When the path is unclear, we need to say, "I don't have to see or know everything. I just have to follow the shepherd."
Right.
You know, in this verse here, Matthew 28:19-20, you know, we focus heavily always on just kind of going to make disciples, and rightly so. But a lot of times we don't focus on that last part about that God's with us on this journey. We kind of skip that part. We're fired up about the first part always, but we need to be fired up about all the parts. Right. The fact that we're not walking alone, that the shepherd is with us, that the shepherd's presence is there. But I think we forget that and we eliminate that. But pick it up in pick it up in Matthew 28:19-20. And as I said, the verse says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey all that I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." That last part is so powerful because nobody really wants to walk alone, especially on a difficult journey. Nobody really want to take on things alone. They want to know that there's somebody there with them, especially somebody who's more mightier and stronger than them. You know, point three, God is with us on our mission. He is. You know, the promise of Jesus' presence is a profound assurance to his disciples. He echoes God's promise to be with his people throughout the Old Testament, such as in Joshua 1:9, where God assured Joshua of his presence as he led Israel into the promised land. The phrase, I am with you, is significant as it reflects the divine name, I am. Revealed to Moses in Exodus 3:14, suggesting Jesus' divinity and eternal presence. This assurance would have been particularly comforting to the early believers facing persecution. Reminded them that they are never alone in their mission. The promise of Jesus' presence is also a fulfillment of the prophecy in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, where the coming of Messiah is called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So knowing that, where do we go from here? What do we do? You know, one, we need to start small, but start now.
Yes.
Discipleship doesn't begin with a program. No. It begins with a person. Are we that person? Are you that person? Can you say to the shepherd, I'm your person. I'm ready to go. You know, it begins with the person. We need to embrace discipleship. Pray for a few people.
Yes.
We don't need to get no program, no things together. And no things are good, not to diminish those things, but discipleship is not a program. It's simply listening to the shepherd and getting on our way. Mm-hmm. Two, where do we go from here? We need to build a lifestyle, not an event. The Great Commission is not a weekend project. It's a daily rhythm of prayer, conversation, obedience, and intentionality. What is the Great Commission to you? You ever think about that? Does it kind of become like, oh, it's just the same thing. It's become mundane. It is what it is. Three, make disciples who make disciples. The goal is not to gather people around us, but it is to send people out for Jesus. Our direction is simple. Invest in someone who will invest what? In someone else.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
Four, we need to do our part and make sure we keep the mission in front of each other. In front of the church. We need to remind each other, we are not a club. We are not an audience. We are not spectators. We're disciple makers. That's who the Lord made us to be. Five, we need to trust the presence and the power of Jesus. The mission is big. The world is broken. People are complicated, but Jesus is with us, and that changes everything.
Yes.
Jesus never said the mission would be easy. And although we would like for it to be easy, because we want everything in life to be easy, but if everything would be easy, I really don't think we would appreciate it.
No.
I just don't think we would appreciate it at all. But he said it would be worth it. And he said we would never be alone on this mission in this life. You see, this is not a motivational slogan when he says, you are not alone. It's the promise of his presence.
Amen.
That's what it is. It's the promise of his presence. You see, Jesus is with us when we feel inadequate. I've felt inadequate in my life plenty of times. But Jesus is there with us in that moment. That must be that valley we'd be going through. You know what I'm saying? Green pastures in the valley. I'm not feeling adequate. Jesus is with us when we feel unprepared. Oh, that's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
But that's when a lot of prayers happen. I need to pray because I'm not even ready. Jesus is with us when we feel rejected. I think that feeling is even more horrible when you're rejected. when people don't respond to you, and you're so excited about them, and you're so excited about the relationship, and you're so excited about all the effort and time that you have put into them, only to be rejected. And somehow we forget that Jesus is right there with us. You know, Jesus is with us when we feel tired. Man, I feel like I've done enough. I thought, that's it, Jesus. You know, let me be the sheep who just kind of lingers behind, you know, wander off, you know. But if you are a sheep that wanders off on your own, you become isolated. Mm-hmm. And when you become isolated, guess what happens? Right. You get into danger. Yeah. Danger will find you. But it's great to have a shepherd who will go after the one. He will lead the group to go find the one.
Amen.
That's a shepherd who loves. You know, before every conversation, meeting, ministry moment, again, we need to whisper, Lord, you are with me and lead me. We really need to lean into that. I'm going to tell you why it matters to always lean into the shepherd. I'm going to tell you why it always matters to have this shepherd and sheep relationship. Because the Great Commission is impossible without a great companion. That's it. Are you leaning into the shepherds these days? These days, I should say. Are you really relying on Jesus? Is that really kind of your life and your focus? Do you ever ask yourself, where is my life at these days? Who am I relying on? Who am I leaning into? You know, who am I depending on? Am I trying to shepherd myself, or am I allowing God to shepherd me? That is a constant battle. That is a constant fight. But you have to ask yourself in that moment, where am I at right now? Am I allowing myself to be shepherded by God, by His Word, and by the men and women that God speaks through? None of us can do this life alone. I don't care what you think, how you feel, how you try to size up, you cannot do it alone. God did not create us to do life alone. We want to believe that, but He did not. God created us to be a family. Yes. A family of believers, a family who would walk together as God's sheep while His shadow is covering us. Amen. While His presence is among us. And God knows that people are complicated. He knows that people are complicated to deal with. And at times He has to remind us. You know you're one of those complicated people.
Yeah.
That's the part we forget.
Yeah.
God said, you know you're one of those complicated people. But sometimes we only see other people as being complicated. Because they won't agree with me. Because they won't go along with me. Because they won't take my side with me. But God is calling us to agree with Him.
Yes.
That's truly the only side that's right. That's it. We have to realize in this life, we need a great companion. A great companion is going to be bigger than mom and dad, bigger than uncle and auntie, bigger than my husband, bigger than my wife. I need a great companion. The one whom all were created through.
Yes.
And that's Jesus. These words should be refreshing, inspiring. These words should hit home to know that when Jesus left this earth and He left this great commission, He also reminded us, you're not alone. You are not alone. I am with you. And we're going to do some great things. We're going to have a great impact in a lot of people's lives. And your life will be changed forever. You know, one thing we need to kind of wrap up here and see is that we need to never forget. And God is with us. Why would I say never forget? Because Jesus never fails. He doesn't fail. Jesus never leaves. People may leave, but Jesus doesn't leave. And Jesus never abandons His own. And since we know that, we need to always realize we are not alone. We have never been alone. And we would never be alone. As long as we take care of the sheep and shepherd relationship. Let's go to God in prayer, guys.